This is the story of two hibiscus plants, one very, very healthy, and the other very, very not. I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field from the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences. It is Patrick Murphy. Hello there, Murph.
Hello to you, Laura.
Thank you so much for joining us today on GLT's Grow. We have a question from Brian in LaGrange, Illinois, who is concerned about his sickly hibiscus. He went to WGLT.org/grow and submitted his question and sent us a photo as well. You can see the photo on the website. And he's got this hibiscus with sickly yellow color. The leaves are curled in on themselves. They haven't produced any flower. There's no buds on it. He transplanted it to a new pot and added additional potting mix early in the summer, but he says it was already struggling before he transplanted it. He says he's overwatered it, underwatered it, added flower fertilizer, and so far nothing has worked. It's a Fiji Rose of Sharon. He suspects maybe it's just, there's just something about this personality of the plant. It's not willing to give off.
It's a tough situation, and I was able to speak to Brian about this, and the photo was helpful too, but I think I can paint a picture and give people another context, and this was something that Brian and I talked about. I'm familiar with this area because of my work history.
Oh, yes.
And
In landscaping,
and also as a utility forester.
Ooh, yeah, man, you and your weird, interesting past.
So... there's lots of really nice houses really close together, and downtown LaGrange is something nice. If you've never been there, you should go. There's some fabulous shopping and some nice restaurants.
Shopping!
Yes, yes.
I'm
Who
there.
Doesn't like shopping? And then another thing I wanted everyone to know about is the hibiscus. We have two main hibiscus. We have the ones that Brian has, Hibiscus syriacus. And there's also Hibiscus rosa sinensis, and that's the Chinese version.
Ooh.
And those are usually the more exotically shaped ones.
Okay.
Their silhouette or whatever. They're not as common, but they both have one affliction, and that is that people fall in love with them. and I think that's funny, too.
We should all have that affliction.
Yeah. People do fall in love with them despite their checkered past.
Oh,
yeah, you know, and this is the kid my mom told me, no matter what you do, young man, he's going to get you in trouble. So that's kind of hibiscus, you know.
Okay.
And that's not all bad.
No.
The Grateful Dead had a song called Althea.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was after the shrub, but that's another common name for a Rose of Sharon.
Really?
Is Althea.
Oh,
yeah.
How cool.
And
well, you can't be all bad if the Grateful Dead like you.
Right. You can't argue with that, Laura, and I'm not going to.
Good.
So I'm serious, though. If you like hibiscus, like other plants in the landscape, your pussy willows are one that I think about as a proven disappointer. Smokebush is another one. Mm-hmm. They will break your heart. The list of diseases that hibiscus are susceptible to is all of them.
Oh, basically everything.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the most common ones. You got your leaf spot, you got your bacterial leaf spot, your blight, your canker, your rust. And the rust is one that's very common, and it has a little bit to do with Brian's situation, because Madison Avenue area of LaGrange is, like I said, it's densely populated, a lot of big homes which are filled with families, so they're close together. So you could be a particular individual like ourselves, and Grow Corporate demands that we keep our landscape super tidy all the time.
Absolutely.
And we have to do it because they tell us to.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, not everyone else around us has theirs as well kept. And you could have the rust in the lawn or in a juniper tree in your neighbor's yard. And during rain or a bird's flight or an insect's flight, it gets on one of Brian's hibiscus.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. This week, it's a question from Brian about a sickly hibiscus plant, and rust maybe could be the problem?
It's very possible because it's so common and it's spread, and Brian's hibiscus is suffering now. And that's the worst time because hibiscus are great for late season color. Right now, the landscape's a little starved for color.
Oh, yeah.
And the hibiscus is there. And this was another segue in our conversation. I referred to Michael Durr's Durr book, the Manual of Woody Plants.
Okay.
And it is a very, very reliable source. And he said something that I thought was really interesting about the hibiscus is that they are not considered highly valued in the landscape as a specimen. So that means in a patio planter. where they're going to be the star of the show.
Okay.
Or you wouldn't want them flanking the entrance to your house or the entrance to your driveway or motor court, because
you can't count on them.
Yeah, one of them's going to, break your heart. They do best in colonies and groupings. And I think when you use flowering plants, they always look better in mass.
Mm-hmm.
And with the hibiscus, if you get a 1 or 2 out of 10 that are kind of suffering, it's not as noticeable if you got some of their friends there doing some of the heavy lifting while they're struggling.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying?
I do, yeah.
And also, too, it's unlikely that a disease would attack all of them at the same time. You would see the disease begin. You could address it, isolate it. And when it comes to Brian's deal, I think he has probably some bacterial leaf spot or some kind of blight because of the curling and the yellowing.
Can he treat this?
That's the thing. You can buy over-the-counter chemicals to treat anything.
Uh-huh.
And I think every week I talk to somebody that has some experience that it didn't turn out as they wished. I think in Brian's case, he's indicated in our conversation that he's done some watering and things like that after repotting. That's good, because that's sanitation, you know, and keeps things kind of clean.
Grow Corporate would be happy with that.
They would like that. And he's starting to see some recovery. But it's interesting, in doing the detective work for this scenario, he mentions that before he transplanted it, he even used the word overwater and underwater, so mm-hmm. he kind of let it dry out between waterings and added some flowering fertilizer.
And none of that helped.
And it didn't, but when he repotted it, things changed. And I think that is another good point when I think of hibiscus. Their wood is kind of corky and soft, so it's and plants that have that kind of wood, they are prone to rot in some cases.
Oh.
And you can get the rot.
So wait a minute, he
pot.
May have transplanted it right out of the rot?
He might have helped things, yeah, that's right. So before he did the transplanting, he put water on it aggressively, and we spoke about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so we got rid of all that muck in the bottom of the pot, and the roots are getting some air, and they're not just trapped in this mud in the bottom, and things are starting to turn around. So I said, hey, Brian, it's not what you did or didn't do, it's just the way it is.
Oh, God, that's
just the way it is.
That's when a gardener has to throw up their hands and go, well, oh, well.
You know, I talked to a fellow recently who has an old river birch in his yard, and he's been in his yard for 30-some years, and they lost a big section of it, and when they took a look, they sure enough found borers up high. You know, they're not. You won't see them from down on the ground. They're up in the tree where you'd have to be on a ladder or something like that. But again, he could have been spraying dormant oil on that tree and taking all these extra steps and spent all this extra money, and there's still no guarantee. We can't set our watch by what the plants are going to do. So in Brian's case, I made a recommendation on what he could switch it out for, and to encourage him to put these hibiscus in colonies in his landscaping.
So no more pots for the hibiscus.
It wouldn't be my first choice.
Okay.
I recommended tardiva hydrangeas because they bloom at the time of the year when we need some color. They're
mm-hmm.
really tough, and they catch this pink fall color.
I'm all about the pink, my dear. All about the pink.
It's a nice looking plant, much more reliable, and it's going to survive in the pot.
Okay. Well, Brian, good luck with those hibiscus. Next week, Brandy from Normal, Illinois needs help with a weeping cherry that's leaking copious amounts of sap. We'll have that photo up for you, too. It's really gross. And if you've got a gardening question or problem you'd like Murph to tackle, go to our website, wglt.org/grow, fill in the form and send it along to us, and maybe Murph will pick your question to answer on the air. Submit those questions at wglt.org/grow and send along a photograph as well. We would love to see a photo as well. It's wglt.org/grow.